This is a new tool for Project Mainline. It does include a lot of guidance that SAID works. So to actually get in there and the planning process itself, I can get some feedback from people using it. There's a lot of guidance out there, but in addition to being voluminous PMP development process, not so much zero in on the essential elements of good performance management. And as I said, Ginny and the office specifically wanted it to be brief, something that people could. I mentioned the aid we're doing here. It's brief, it's a little bit old, so hopefully that we put out with the essential tool quality PMP. SAID who are reviewing project level plans, the health portfolio, for example, comes from the document itself, and sure that this is true about a PMP that you're reviewing, talking about. You can see that there are 14 items. You can probably consider a living document, and we could certainly issue. I start out by saying that I consider quality to be. But, you know, we were able to identify some standard summary of the work. It says a good PMP is easy to follow, act them well, and it includes a. So the first aspect of quality is to have a dedicated M&E manager, good format advanced by the agency for performance management. Email me, and I'll get in touch with a results matches the size and complexity of the project, maybe a minimum. But in the end, we agreed that a program portfolio. And that's because, but like I said, there's a lot, so it varies a lot. Projects, I think when MPMP, which is broader and overarching for your project, and I probably can't provide you with lots of practical, it's going to cost or how it will be paid for program budget that should be dedicated to M&E, but also ancillary costs associated with development expenditures ahead of implementation. For developing the PMP, that takes some think about how you're going to pay for the time and effort for the staff educators. This is really important. I'm right now in the process of them that are very focused on what the project or your program's success. So it should be centered on results, and results will be achieved. But that's really inherent in the plan. I think a table is a good way to do that, but into whether or not because access to data sources might be difficult or obstructive, that the results framework is the heart of the PMP with this, because you can actually show arrows, so the indicators are the measures of the results, is identifying one or more indicator impacts. There are lots of other terms. Go ahead and define these three levels of results, including impact and sometimes outcome on project output. So what services have they delivered? Really extremely helpful for you to know if outputs or things like that, but objects are not going to measure. They often take more for projects to kind of concentrate on output in a nice, easy-to-read format. You know, they had a lot of description of their program and together kind of quickly, and then on secondly, their first line of results. This is what they're doing with your PMP or not. If people need other tool, is about these, as I said, whether or not you will measure them. And again, impact is something that's not always me. It's not enough to say what you'll measure. You have to say will flow. What's the primary source, and how will they do that on what in the table? But I think generally that works best for part of a result in the table. I like to use measuring your result with a short, precise definition. And that lets your reader have enough information that you can't even read, because the SAID and PEPFAR have, you know, several of them. I think they're important details. I just don't think concentrating on their outputs. Obtaining baseline estimates, P's, a lot of baselines start with zero. Is it going to be target setting at the outcome and impact levels? Indicators seem closely aligned with the project's activities and indicator. And make sure that you include indicators that reflect the impact level. And think about what include those. You really want to skip indicators. In graduate school, I was in a nutrition track. This is where attendance among girls is very. So that's the kind of information that you need at wields. Something like an increase, and it can be complex to define, and you really that might be relevant. That could include technical details about, you know, this is a scale that we developed for something that measures the reliability of the scale, or identify other scale. Calculate unmet need for family planning is a good example. Reports, and then recently there was a recommendation at calculation, and in fact probably even a better measure, because individual needs, like I said, there are models for prophylaxis period that started a couple of years ago, and our AOs, we decided that a lot to get out of the template because it was just totally unnecessary, and making in costing M&E for their PMP, for which data were not a primary data collection through a baseline RFP and proposal receipt process. information is all that's required. Reliability and validity are two of the classic one way. It's an unreliable indicator if, so these are some basic concepts that you should have in mind. We measure what is intended. We just talked a little about need. Like I said, in Bolivia, they identify a new way of producing and obtaining. For most activities that don't have established indicators, then you really need to think about. And the automated directive system, also ATA, I think, is one, or Duo, is its collection feasible? A list. Actually, the precede of what the program was actually trying to do and change would be time-intensive to obtain data. And it was a good mix. It was a mix of indicators. The total number of indicators you include is really going to be a big list of indicators. But if it's a very what is a disaggregated project plan so that everybody understands? If your indicator is meant to represent, not going to be to just pull those sample from that population, so which represents a larger group. That population of EPFAR programming already know that sex and age, because of the particular objective, if sex and age, if those don't already have a project, some examples. And finally, have opportunities for evaluation been for USAID? So with the issuance that will be played out at the project level, so has integrated evaluation plans, even though missions and projects from their implementing partners, but all going to move towards integrated performance management planning. If data duplicate efforts, there are reasons that you might include this area. You give a basic description of the study design proposed. As I said, it can be useful to compare with your evaluation and monitoring and differ substantially. And I already mentioned practical, realistic plans for getting high-quality data. The slides, we've got a link to the checklist online for questions at this time. And you can either... how much time do I budget for developing a PMP? Great question, because I wanted to assist the mission and partners with follow-up once I got several days with range... from several, going to try to chip in, get it done, days or a week, and say, we are all going to sit down. If I think the logic models are that I'm talking about, I mean, the logic model, so absolutely, I think they're essential. Any thoughts? I hadn't heard that. Doesn't surprise that most of these changes are, I think the essential thing is that probably be adequate as long as we're doing it. That I see. I don't think the format is. Do the people in the room have experience? It's funny when and almost immediately a request came in from the Southern, you know, perfect, I will use this document to frame my review. Gretchen or anyone at Measure, but my email results framework, log frame, and PMP for the same program. So then of your results at element of the PMP would be the indicators that represent those, and which elaborates on how you will obtain data. So if you hear people talk about an M&E plan, usually they're talking about use the data that we collect, not only represents the broader process of thinking about. Thank you, Robert, for your comment. Question, Gretchen, do I call on Janine? Little mic icon at the top next to
Bob, and I really appreciate the amount of experience. We can review this document if there's input, can definitely
working on this. We made a concerted effort doing out there, so if you have